All right, good news for Opera Delaware. The company has announced its casting for the 2018 Opera Festival. We're talking with Brendan Cook from Opera Delaware today. Talk about the Opera Festival.
Sure. It's my favorite subject these days. So our Spring Festival this year is celebrating the 100th anniversary of Puccini's Il Trittico, which means triptych. And it's three one-act operas that he wrote 100 years ago. They actually premiered at the Metropolitan Opera in New York in 1918. So we are honoring that 100th anniversary by performing those three works with an extra little twist. One of the challenges of presenting three one-act operas in one night is that it makes for a long night for an audience. And we decided rather than to do that, we were going to add one more one-act opera and then split them up over two nights. So I like to joke that we have Puccini's Il Trittico plus one divided by two. The plus one is a contemporary work written by Michael Ching, which is essentially a sequel to one of the three one-acts. It's a sequel to Johnny Skeeky, and it's called Buozzo's Ghost. So on one night of the festival, we have Puccini's Il Tabarro and Suor Angelica, and the other night we will have Johnny Skeeky and Buozzo's Ghost. I know that's a mouthful for you, but and then in addition to that, we have a couple of performances in concert of Act 1 of La Boheme, Act 2 of Tosca, and Act 3 of Madame Butterfly. So it's a big two-week-long Puccini festival.
Now, none of this could be done without the cast. Talk about the cast a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, no, we're delighted to have a great mix of sort of veterans of our festival format and some exciting singers that we've been sort of looking for the right project for the past couple of years. So I'll start with the familiar faces. We have starring in a title role in Johnny Skeeky, we have a baritone named Sean Anderson, who has been with us actually, this will be his third year in a row with us as part of the Opera Delaware Festival. So we're very excited to have him back in this genius comedy role that we just know he's going to excel in. Also returning to us, a very, very exciting young tenor named Matthew Vickers, who was Laertes in our 2016 performances of Hamlet. He is coming on to take the star tenor role in Il Tabarro, and we're very excited for that. Also in Il Tabarro, we have Wilmington's own Grant Youngblood singing just an amazing, amazing baritone part. We're very excited to have him with us. And then we've got a lot of new faces in the cast as well. We're particularly excited about the young lady who's going to be singing the title role in Suor Angelica and the soprano role of Georgetta in Il Tabarro, a young Greek soprano named Eleni Kalenos. She's just absolutely magnificent. Some other returning folks to us include tenor Kirk Doherty, who will be singing Ranuccio in Johnny Skeeky and Buozzo's Ghost. And, you know, leading all of these productions, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the conductors and the directors. Leading Il Tabarro and Suor Angelica is our new music director, Anthony Barese. So he'll be leading the orchestra from the pit. And directing those productions is a new director to us, but someone I've worked with before and very excited to bring to Delaware, Crystal Manich. And then the other productions of Johnny Skeeky and Buozzo's Ghost, musically they'll be led actually by the composer of Buozzo's Ghost, Michael Ching, and Scott Perry, who directed last year's production of Cinderella, will be back to direct for us. Also very excited with a new scenic designer this year who's worked his magic to find ways to make sure all the productions talk to one another and fit in the theater and help tell the story. That's a young man from New York named Stephen Dobe. So we're very excited about the team we've assembled, and this is barely scratches the surface. You know, I like to look at the image of the iceberg and how what the what the audience sees is only a tiny piece of it, but there are dozens of other cast members and chorus members, and of course our orchestra and everybody who works backstage. So it's an exciting year that we're gearing up for sure.
And I'm sure any longtime opera lover would delight in the intimacy of the Grand Opera House and the extraordinary artistic teams that you have.
I'm glad you bring it up. I mean, the Grand Opera House is just such a special place to be home to what we do. It's, you know, one of our goals over the last couple of years has been to bring in opera lovers from outside, outside of Wilmington, and it's been really wonderful to sort of see how they respond to this jewel box little 1,100 seat theater that you know, frankly, is not dissimilar to the European opera houses where a lot of these works would have been premiered. So it's a very, very special place acoustically. Our singers just adore being on that stage with the orchestra in the pit, and it's a very, very friendly place to sing, but it's an incredibly friendly place to listen to this type of music. I shouldn't give it away on the radio, but my very favorite seat in the house at the Grand Opera House is in the last row, right underneath the lighting booth, and you can literally hear the performers as if they're standing 2 feet from you. It's such a magnificent theater and so kind to the human voice.
Now everybody's going to want that seat. Speaking of seats, Brendan, you gave it away. Sorry, no editing that out. I'm sorry. Hey, tell me how people can get tickets for the Opera Festival.
Sure thing. The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is www.operade.org, or to call our box office, which is 302-442-7807. But if you go to the website, there's a lot more information about the casts and, very easy for you to click through and find that seat that I just gave away.
I don't think we touched on, in addition to the fully staged festival productions at the Grand Opera House, Opera Delaware is also offering a flight of Puccini at the company's Riverfront. That'll be happening in May. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is a continued partnership with Swig Fine Wines in North Wilmington. What we've been doing in efforts of letting people know that opera doesn't need to be scary, we've been having these casual concerts where we will pair operatic selections with wine or beer. And these take place on our Riverfront studio. Again, a very, very casual evening. But this is the entirety of Act 1 of La Boheme, Act 2 of Tosca, and Act 3 of Madame Butterfly, each paired with a different wine. Great way for people to sort of dip their toe in and get to know opera a little better, but also for the tried and true fans. It's a really unique experience. You know, you mentioned the intimacy of the Grand Opera House. Well, our space on the riverfront is even more intimate. We can only accommodate about 180 patrons. So literally these top flight singers are just feet from you, and you really get a sense of the power and beauty of the unamplified human voice. And we're very excited about those performances as well.
All right, so in our closing moments, again, Opera Delaware announcing the casting for the 2018 Opera Festival, which is coming up. What did I leave out?
Oh, my goodness. I think you've covered a lot of it, but I think that the thing that we're trying to stress right now to the public is just the monumental effort that putting on an opera takes. And by nature of the cost structure of what we do, each of these performances, you only have two chances to see them. They're just so mammoth an undertaking that we only really get to do it twice. So it's really stressing that this is, if you miss it, you've missed it. You know, we don't get to run for 6 weeks. So we're urging people to put it on their calendars now and not let life get in the way, because they're very... very special opportunities to really participate in something that's just very different than watching something on a screen. I mean, the audience plays a huge, huge role in the production of these operas, and it's a very unique experience where you can't hit rewind. You know, it happens in real time, and it's an amazing evening of theater. So we'd love people to join us.